would star out and rip anyone within range to bloody tatters of skin and flesh. Everyone was ready. Ryan lifted the Sig Sauer, taking up the first pressure on the trigger.
Whew! Empty!
Oh. The open door revealed a rectangular metal box. Its sides were completely smooth, unmarked by scratches or graffiti. It squatted at the bottom of its shaft. JB looked back at Ryan, waiting for him to give the word for them to get in.
Sure, let's go, people. Still on double red.
They crowded in. There was the faint smell of machine oil and warm metal. Trader was nearest to the controls, and he pressed the button to close the doors, following it with the single control that should take the car up to the higher level.
Oh, I hate this feeling.
Yeah, like your brain's falling through your asshole.
Near the top.
JB watched the indicator. Ryan had lost concentration, staring blankly at the steel wall in front of him. The armorer's words jerked him back to reality and to the ever-present menace. With that came the awareness of just how exhausted he was. Trader used to say that being tired was equal with triple danger.
Hosiery, children's toys, saddlery, fine china, and everything for the bride-to-be. Please let the ladies out first.
Here we go.
Ryan felt his skin crawl. It was difficult to imagine a more vulnerable situation. If there was an enemy outside, armed with weapons, then they could fill the car with leaden blood. But there was nobody there, only an open space about 30 feet across, with a single corridor opening off it.
Think we should put a guard on this elevator, in case we need it in a hurry?
Before answering Trader, Ryan turned to Christy.
You feel anything, babe?
No. The place is dead as granite.
There's the answer, Trader. No need. We'll just take a look around and see if anything got left behind when they pulled out of here.
If you say so.
I do.
This one was different.
Smallest redoubt I think we've come across. Must have been built just as cover for the gateway.
It had taken them only a half hour to explore the whole place. The main control section, which would house the comp nukes, was sealed off behind a coated sector that they couldn't open. But a schematic of the whole complex showed how relatively small the place was. Ryan looked at one of the maps.
Just the Matrans at the bottom of the elevator, and the admin and living quarters up here. Not more than 70 or 80 men and women here. Probably less than that.
If I may correct your hypothesis, my dear Corder, I would suggest that the greater likelihood was for there to be living quarters outside the redoubt. The dormitory we saw and the eating facility would hardly have served that many personnel. Probably just those actually involved on the 6 or 8 hour work shift here.
Could be right, Doc. When we get outside, we can see. But look at what we already got here.
There were 3 dormitories, each with 10 single beds, a dining room and kitchen, bathroom facilities with hot and cold running water, and no sign of any sort of intrusive insect life. A small armory, which was the only part of the redoubt that had been stripped clean, a larder with dried and frozen food supplies, a small number of separate study bedrooms, and to Dean's stunned amazement and delight, a room that held about a dozen sophisticated, arcade-quality video games.
Hot pipe! Dad,
no.
Can I... Come on, Dad!
First things first, Dean. We make sure the perimeter's safe. Then all of us get a bath. You and me especially.
I don't need a wash. I got wet during that second jump in Maine.
Doc patted Dean on the top of his curly head.
Getting wet in what smells like the contents of an abandoned septic tank isn't quite the same as having a good wash, my aromatic young prince.
Then can I play...
Then we eat.
After that, please, Dad.
Then I reckon it'll be about time for everyone to catch some shut-eye. Especially you and me, Dean.
The desolate look on his son's face made Ryan smile.
Give him a break, Ryan.
All right.
Thanks, Dad.
But we do everything in the right order, understand? And you do need some double serious sleep. So you stop playing when I tell you.
I'd like to have a good look around this place, Ryan. A quick glance at some of those small rooms showed up stuff left behind when they pulled out.
The rest of you can look tonight if you want. I'll wait until tomorrow morning. Those jumps have really taken me apart and put me back together crooked.
JB shook his head.
No, I wouldn't mind an early bed for a change. How about you, Millie?
Ready when you are, John. Can we use one of the private rooms?
Only got single beds.
All we need, Jack.
Phew. Well, pardonnez-moi.
There was the smudged residue of old pieces of soap in the metal dishes of the individual shower units, and by working hard with them, Ryan managed to produce a slightly scummy lather. He rubbed at the stinking slime that had crusted in his hair, washing down over his face and chest. He got some of the yellow coal tar soap in his eye, and he was blinking blind when he felt a warm, soapy hand slide between his buttocks from behind and take hold of him.
Oh. Cleanliness is being next to God, was what Uncle Tyus McCann used to say to me back in Harmonyville.
Christy pressed her naked body against his, her nipples peeking against his streaming, scarred skin.
But he didn't have this in mind, did he?
Ryan kissed her, the water flowing over both their heads like a divine benediction from the past. Her fingers still gripping his growing hardness, he replaced the soap in the dish, putting both his hands to better use. Christy threw her head back, allowing the water to wash the grime and dust from her long, sentient hair. It hung loose across her shoulders, like liquid fire.
Ah, that's good. Good to be able to relax and to have you and the boy back safely.
Close call. Have to watch out for that sort of accident in the future.
You believe that all experience is good experience, don't you, Ryan?
Yeah, even bad experiences, because you learn from them, and that makes you a stronger and wiser and better person.
I guess so. Hey, you need a shave. There's razors and sealed packs in the main part of the bathroom.
His hand was between her parted thighs.
Ah. Ah. Hold me. Under the back of my thighs. And brace yourself against the wall of the shower.
Her green eyes were smiling into his face, her fiery hair seeming almost to caress his skin as he lifted her off the ground. Christy spread herself wider, one arm around his neck, the other reaching down to guide him into her, then gently lowering.
Gaia, damn it!
Everyone in the group took showers or baths, taking advantage of the rare chance to relish endless temperature-controlled water, as well as the opportunity to feel safe while doing it. Afterward, they all met in the dining area, Jack, Abe, and Doc browsing through the packed shelves of the larder.
Think it's safe, Mildred?
Should be.
Mildred looked at the display and the expiration dates on some of the packaging.
Although it's mostly 100 years or so past its time, to believe we used to eat this crap.
What? You prefer roasted sticky?
Dean fell asleep face down over his third helping of processed minced pork with a mixed pepper sauce and frozen hash browns. Ryan picked the boy up and carried him to the dormitory, where Christy helped tuck him into one of the beds.
I guess Dean will have to play those vid games tomorrow.
Anyone want microwave chocolate pie?
Yeah, me. There's still a few hollows stopping my belly and my backbone from touching.
Mildred?
Hell, why not, Jack? Too bad it's not banana royale with cream and a triple scoop and some pineapple chunks. Now that was something like a dessert.
Ryan and Christy took one of the small single rooms, while Mildred and JB shut themselves into another. Everyone else was content to spend the night in the dormitory, along with the sleeping boy. There was a small desk, its drawers emptied in one corner of the room, the single bed along the wall opposite the door.
Was it JB who said there was still some junk in one or two of the other rooms?
Ryan sat down to pull off his steel-tipped combat boots.
Fire blast, but I need this rest.
Meal was good. The sauce wasn't bad at all. That's what they used to call convenience foods, I guess. Ryan? Ryan?
Ryan opened his eye, awakened by Christy getting up from the narrow bed and switching on the overhead light. She was standing by